Right now, we're going to go to a taste of an event happening tonight at Interplayers. It begins at 7 and goes for a while. We'll be talking to some of the musicians from around the world who have assembled in Spokane for this concert. It's billed as 6 internationally exhibited acoustical artists. And we'll learn more what that means, but it's all irrelevant without the sound. So let's hear a little bit of the sound of one of those performers, and then we'll have some conversations with some of them. We begin with music of trombone player and composer-performer James Staley of New York. Bit of a piece by James Staley called Tompkins Square. It's a piece in 3 parts, and we heard the first part of that piece. And James Staley from New York is one of the artists involved in this event tonight. At the center of this event of these artists is a gentleman from Tacoma, Dan Sin. Good morning and welcome, Dan Sin.
Glad to be here.
And right away, when we here on a public radio station start talking about an event like this, our tongues get all tied up. Do we call it a concert? Do we call it an art event? There seems to be a big terminology problem, and yet I suspect that in our being more aware of terminology, maybe that gets us closer to the event. Talk about how we talk about what you do.
I suppose the invention of this term sound art has been brought into being just for this purpose, to include a wider range of possibilities for performing. Tonight's concert is quite typical. There are things like Jim Staley, who mostly plays the trombone in an improvisational way. On the other hand, Jim moves a great deal in the performance space. So is it really just playing his instrument? My instruments are as sculptural as they are oral instruments. And so again, we have problems with terms. And so the phrase, or the two words, sound art, has been made to denote some kind of interdisciplinary context for a performance.
And in coming into this, what is the natural progression of you, the creator? Were you involved in growing up as a musician, training as a musician, becoming a composer, and finding that the existing boundaries of being a composer weren't appropriate, or what's your own evolution?
Well, I was brought up in a completely unconscious world where church music was the primary thing which enveloped me, but a very good musical family, very rigid conservatory background. About age 19, I started to become involved with pottery, raku pottery and raku sculpture. And I split my world into a visual world and an oral world, and actually came to contemporary music, experimental music, through the visual side.
And do you find that this is an easy relationship, or especially as you've encountered the perceiver of it, or is this an uncomfortable relationship between the visual and the oral?
No, I see it as a natural relationship, but not necessarily an easy relationship.
Okay. With that in mind, why don't we go to a little bit of your music and maybe describe, obviously we're only getting half of the experience
in
hearing this on a tape. In a way, therefore, sound recordings alone are not appropriate to what you do, are they?
Well, they're appropriate in that I work symbiotically. And in other words, my instruments are made to sound and also to see. And I don't really let them out of the studio unless I feel that they can stand alone on either side of this equation.
Okay, and so right now we can deal only with the hearing and the seeing people can deal with at the concert tonight at Interplayers. Tell me a bit, or tell us anything we need to know about this first piece.
Well, the visual is useful to know a little bit about. This instrument is in a class of instruments I've developed called fluttering instruments. And what it does is simply take, perhaps you've observed this phenomenon yourself, if you drop a washer over a threaded steel rod, it will start to spin or cascade down the rod. Well, being classically trained, the first thing I'm interested in doing is to amplify the subtleties of this motion down the rod or to add rhythmic variances to it. And for this recording, and also tonight this is on view, I've weighted the washers with little colorful wings. So as it goes down threaded rods to which resonators are attached, you have different rhythmic variances. And there's also a twisting of the rod counterclockwise and clockwise to also affect this rhythmic change. And this is simply a recording of several of these fluttering washers coming down rods.
An excerpt from Flutter Moths, rather, played on the Flutter Harp. This is Dan Sen's music, and Dan Sen presumably performing this too?
Yes.
Yeah. And Dan Sen, who has put this show together for us, and talk a little about putting this show together. How do you find the people, and what do you look for in the other sound artists?
Well, this is my world, and like the other artists, I travel around the world performing and setting up installations. And as I travel, I run into people whose work affects me. And this last year, as in past years, in connection with the organization I run called New Sense Intermedium, I've applied for grants. And this time I applied for a grant to bring six sound artists to Tacoma for a series of performances in my backyard. And I've constructed from my own two hands a rather large gallery, workspace, performance space in northern Tacoma, and we're having a performance there, which was preceded by a workshop at the Tacoma Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So these are my friends. These are people, none of them knew each other ahead of time except by reputation. And I've been pretty good at collecting people that get along well together. And it's been this case this time, too.
Well, introduce us to the friend that you brought in then, Johannes.
Johannes Schmidt-Zustermann is from Cologne, Germany. In 1990, I was in Germany in Cologne, and a friend said, gosh, there's this incredible artist performing at Mautkerei, one of the premier alternative performance spaces in Cologne. You must go see it. So I went, and it was just an extraordinary performance. After that, I wrote a couple of articles, and I included descriptions of his performance in it. And when curating this group of people to come to the state of Washington, I was looking for someone who did the sort of work that Johannes did, and gave him a call, and he was willing to come. So here he is.
And hello, Johannes. Our situation's not real comfortable because you have an instrument there, which we'll describe. First, good morning and welcome, Johannes.
Yeah, welcome you.
And so do you live in Germany, and you're just here for a while to perform?
I got a grant. I'm traveling on a grant of that German cultural affair. They gave me this in Düsseldorf, the government, and so I'm able to travel 3 months in the United States to meet friends or to meet other composers, sound artists. And so this morning I woke up and I thought, what would be the day today bring to me? And so Global Soundings, for instance, traveling to a new city, first I have to walk, and during walking I start listening to a city. And that opens my global soundings, my open ears. And so then afterwards I feel comfortable, or I can move in the city just through listening. And I just arrived on Sunday or Monday here in Spokane. I haven't moved there so much, but I guess I will see the river and all these wonderful things you have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have an instrument with you.
Yeah.
Let's describe that.
This instrument is called monochord, and it goes back to the earliest, to the beginning of this century. Pythagoras, he has shown physical or musically proportions. So he said, or he has shown us, that each chord is not vibrating only as a whole chord, vibrates only also in the third, in the second third, and in many, many different parts, and always smaller spaces. And so what I'm going to play is that you listen to these different... I touch one chord, and you listen to these different sounds on one chord. So that means every music exists at least in one tone. Okay, the music I'm going to play is just a short improvisation. My monochord has 39 chords, and that enlarges the space inside, and you come in. Music and space, that's my life, my topic.
Okay. Oh, and you're playing, and I guess I should describe, because there's not a lot, you have a bow in your hand. It looks like a viola bow or a cello bow.
Yeah, there are different kinds of playing these instruments. Yeah. No one does it like me. It normally will use in music therapy, for instance, or with handicapped people. They are able to play it in a very easy and an easy way. So I developed different techniques to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and tonight you will listen to all of these different kinds of techniques.
Okay, so let's hear this instrument, the monochord,
played
by Johannes.
I play first the chords, and then I'm singing inside the monochord.
Thank you. That was the monochord, performed by the person who's brought it here to Spokane, Johannes Schmidt-Sistermans. Johannes, we'll get you back in just a minute. He's one of two of the one of the six acoustic artists on this program tonight. Johannes, if you can come back into the microphone for just a minute. Did you build this instrument?
No, there's someone who built it. It's not me. A friend of mine. He does it for his life. He earns his money for his life. And no, but in that way, it is unique. How he did it, the length and the chosen wooden.
And do you specialize on this instrument, or do you many things within the sound medium?
Yeah, I do many things in sound medium. I do sound projects for radio. There's a very worldwide known radio station in Cologne. A lot of American composers do their work there. I'm doing new music theater. I studied with Maurizio Kagel in Cologne. I'm doing sound performances, sound installations, and sculptures as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to make your living doing this?
Yeah, I'm able to do it. Okay, I don't live alone. I live together with my wife and my daughter. We put everything together, and so it creates our life.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, thank you very much. That was Johannes Schmidt-Sistermans from Erfurtstadt, Germany, with his the monochord that he brought with us, a long string instrument, strung on both sides of what appears to be a sounding board. And then that last point, he was singing through a hole in the sounding board and the resonance along with his playing of things. Let's go back to Dan Sen, who's put this together, and talk just a bit about this concert that's taking place tonight. Now, it begins at 7 o'clock at Interplayers, and it's going to go for a while. It's not just an hour and a quarter concert, I understand.
Yes, but I hesitate to call it a marathon. I think because we have six artists which will be performing in the same space during the same concert, that there's going to be such an extreme amount of variance and excitement, and each of the performers are giving us intense performances during that time, and there'll be breaks in between. There'll be three segments in all.
And do the six of you each work totally on your own and do your thing and that's it, or is there any collaboration?
No, there'll be a collaboration from beginning to end. There'll be times when I'll be performing alone, and there'll be times when I'll be performing with one or several other performers. There are those, for example, like Jim Staley and Jaap Blanc, who are very used to performing collaboratively in improvisation. They will be doing these things. And at the very end of the performance, even Trimpen will be coming in with a collaborative improvisation to end the concert.
No, it has to be said that even how we set up the program, we were sitting yesterday evening together and made the whole sequence of the program together.
Yes, yes. We work very well together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go very briefly through who the other people are and then end with Jaap Blanc. Trimpen, you mentioned him. Talk briefly about his work.
Trimpen is an artist from Freiburg, Germany, but he's been in the United States and in Seattle for about 12 years now. His work is all acoustic, except that he builds mechanisms which are controlled by computers to play these acoustic instruments, sometimes instruments which he makes himself, other times very traditional instruments, violins and drums. Seattle, as you might know, is the city where John Cage first prepared the piano, so it's very appropriate that Trimpen would build a mechanism which would automatically prepare the piano. In other words, put things between the strings and the back of the piano and to create a kind of extended technique, even percussive sounds.
Mm-hmm. And so that's Trimpen. Then the other who was our host last night here for a show is Warren Burt from Melbourne, Australia. What does Warren do?
Yes, Warren, a friend of mine, I lived there for 5 years, is a He's extremely varied. He's a radio broadcaster himself and works with computer software, writes, does much electronic music, does a lot of vocal music himself, writes for instruments, orchestral works. He even works extensively with video.
Mm-hmm. And before we get into Jaap Blanc, let me mention that this concert begins at 7 o'clock tonight at Interplayers, which is on Howard Street
North 174 Howard in Spokane. There's a reception from 6 to 7 prior to the concert for the artists, and then the concert will begin at 7. Tickets are $7, and the good news from the promoter's point of view, I guess, is that it's selling very, very well, and they're expecting it to sell out.
Right.
So people would be well advised to get in there early to get the tickets for that. Okay, if there's nothing else about the overall concert, let's end by talking about Jaap Blanc, who was our guest here last night.
Yes, Jaap is a sound poet. Again, a kind of a broad term to allow him to do anything he really sees fit to do. But he's much more than that. Jaap is a wonderful composer, a first-rate jazz musician, has two CDs out, which are some of the finest jazz CDs I've ever heard. He works in the schools. He as an actor, educating grade school children with special programs. But for what he's doing here, he's using his voice. And I've heard many sound artists, many sound poets, but I think that he's the premier sound artist, again, sound poet in the world. He has just an extraordinary voice with an extreme range. And he's very creative. We're very lucky to have him in the state of Washington and Spokane tonight.
And so we'll conclude this presentation with a little bit of Jaap Blanc's music making. My thanks to Dan Sen from Tacoma, who came in and did so much to put this together, and certainly to Johannes for bringing us the monochord. Thank you so much, Johannes.
Thank you.
Okay, these two of the six artists appearing tonight. Here is the one we've not covered, Jaap Blanc from Holland, and his piece Fleur de Bouche. The piece by the Dutch performance artist Jaap Blanc, that piece Fleur de Bouche, which is also the name of his CD. I was asking about the translation of this. Bouche, it does mean mouth, but the F-L-U-X-D-E-bouche, I guess, really is just kind of a nonsense term. And so, once again, a reminder that that is the concert tonight at 7 o'clock at the Interplayers Building at South 174 Howard. It's put on by a new organization in Spokane, the Contemporary Arts Alliance. This is the first of a group of events that the Contemporary Arts Alliance intends to put on. Their press release says each of the artists moves within the uncharted territory of sound dynamics. For the past few months, I think the Contemporary Arts Alliance has moved within an uncharted territory to determine if Spokane wants some greater contact with truly contemporary art. They're putting this on, and it has sold well, but there are some tickets available for this 7 o'clock concert at the Interplayers. This is KPBX FM Spokane. We're on our way, ultimately, to some music of Bizet. We're going to get there via a little bit more music of Kurt Weill, but I think we'll spend just a moment with seeing...